Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I wanted to wear my Joe Namath jersey this morning. I wanted to support Aaron Glenn. I wanted so much to support the Jets. And watching this game last night with the turnovers and the penalties, I mean, they slammed the ball right down the throat of the Miami Dolphins. I mean, Justin Fields accounted for over 300 yards himself, passing and running. I mean, that's who he is. He's not the most accurate guy. I know, when you have penalties like the Jets had, especially pre-snap penalties, offensive penalties, it goes back to the quarterback. The quarterback has got to be the leader on the field that keeps everybody on the same page. And if there's any, a disruption in his snap count, or there's a little bit of panic because of the noise, whatever may be the reason for all these pre-snap penalties, that goes back to the communication part of the quarterback. The quarterback's got to be supremely in charge. Everybody's got to know what he's doing. And if he cleans all of that up, maybe they don't have as many pre-snap penalties. The other thing, obviously, to all of us, the freaking turnovers. The turnovers are killers, especially when you give the opposing team a short field on their offense, and the other one comes when you're going in to score a touchdown. I mean, it's easy to wake up this morning, and I know that they're going to get hammered. They're going to get hammered because they're undisciplined. They make these mistakes. I believe me, I am totally understanding of all of that. I am here to tell you, and I'm not looking for silver lining. I'm not looking for moral victories. And it's easy to say this. It's not easy to do it in practice. And that is, when I say in practice, I don't mean on the practice field. I mean in reality during a game. They just have to stop making these boneheaded errors at the most inopportune time. One or two errors you could live with. Multiple errors tells me there's an issue. And Aaron Glenn is very aware of it. He has tried to speak to it. Unfortunately for him, he's speaking so much to it that, now we can make fun of, letting go of players for fumbling, because now everybody's fumbling, it seems like.
I mean, the real alarming thing to me is no one expected this team to be very good. I didn't. But there's one thing that you can do, even if you're trying to rebuild and you're not all that talented and you're not going to have a winning season, and that's cut down on all this nonsense, which Aaron Glenn has been talking about, and they haven't been able to do that. I mean, they are. So you want to tell me that, okay, it's going to take some time, and we're kind of in a transition, and we don't have a good quarterback, and we're rebuilding this roster with the guys that we want, and all blah, 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 so low expectations. But one thing you can do is have this team play discipline, not turn the football over, not have dumb penalties, not have a guy have a fair catch at the 2-yard line. I mean, this is the type of stuff that you can, over training camp in the first couple of weeks, teach these guys. And that's the number one platform, and I'm glad you said that, because we hear it so much from Aaron Glenn. That's the platform that he has been running on if he were a candidate, is we're going to clean this up, discipline football, blah, blah, blah. You don't see any of that. They're horrible. I mean, and when you go, it's just so jet-like to go right down the field, push them around, and then fumble when you're about to go into the end zone. And then don't see a point for the entire rest of the half.
Yes. I can't argue with anything that you're saying. I could only look at it from, all right, they decided Justin Fields was going to be their quarterback, and this is who Justin is. He's a tremendous athlete. He could do things on the field that I could never even believe or even think that I could do because of his athleticism. He gets a little nervous at times. There probably are some communication issues that are going on. That's one of the reasons why you have penalties. But I know what Aaron has been saying, and unfortunately it's coming back to haunt him, but he's trying to preach the discipline that is required in order to win these football games. If they can limit those, unfortunately, crucial mistakes and too many last night, obviously, that's why they lost. I mean, the fact is, they lost by 6 points. They gave up the ball three times. They had, 13 penalties, and they ran for close to 200 yards on the ground. And I'm just telling you, that just goes to show you all of that undisciplined football. Yes. Is what's killing them. I mean, they had over 400 total yards of offense. They held the Dolphins to 300 total yards. They knocked out Tyreek Hill. I mean, Aaron's got to be pulling his hair out because they have been close in three of these four games. And I know it doesn't seem like last night was close because of the turnovers. But, man, they're slamming a ball in there, and they're running it down their throats.
Yeah, I know, which is that's what's so frustrating. And when I was really impressed and encouraged watching that first drive, because the Dolphins aren't any good. I mean, the Dolphins, we talked about how maybe Stephen Ross was going to be so frustrated if they lost this game on national TV to the Jets of all teams that he might have let go of Mike McDaniel this early in the season because that's the fever pitch that was going on down there and how hot his hot seat has gotten. And I'm thinking, man, this is great. This is an opportunity for them as they go out and they're just right down the field. And I'm thinking, this is a great start for them. And then bang, turnover. And it's just, I mean.
And that's the game, believe you me. He's, as a coach, he wants to hold people accountable. But, you know, sooner or later, you know, you also have to try to pick people up when they make mistakes like that. Because the first thing that happens when a player does fumble, we saw it with Derrick Henry. You watch him. Here's one of the best running backs of his era. He'll be a Hall of Fame running back. And he fumbles. And then you see him on the sideline. His head's hanging.
Yeah.
And you got to go over and you got to pick him up. And Aaron's caught between the proverbial rock and a hard place. He is like right in the middle of this where he's trying to build up his team, trying to build up his players, but his players are letting him down. And he can only do so much. I mean, like I'd have those guys walking around with, you know, footballs in their arms. They may change some guys. They may let some guys go this week again.
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, you know, this is who they are. I will tell you this. They're not the Bengals are worse than they are. The Bengals are by far worse than they are. I mean, the Bengals gave up over 500 yards of offense last night, and I think had less than 200 yards of offense.
Yeah,
and
I mean,
had like three first downs or something.
Right,
it was an embarrassment.
Without Joe Burrow and the defense being as bad as it is, sure. I'll give you that one. So the Saints are worse, the Bengals are worse.
I mean, it's sad watching these. At least there's a competitive fight in the Jets. I didn't see that from the Bengals last night, but the Jets definitely had it. It's going to be a long year. It's got to get better from the mistake standpoint. I do see guys flying around. I see guys showing effort, but when you fumble the ball, when you have these stupid penalties, it makes the whole thing look bad. And I know he said, and a couple of the players have said, hey, we're close. And a couple of these penalties last night.
Yeah.
Called on Garrett Wilson and Sauce Gardner. I mean, come on.
And also not being called on Miami.
Yes.
You had that one was clearly a late hit in the fourth quarter. You know, they do end up going down and scoring on that drive, but it should have been a 15-yard penalty.
How about the roughing the passer with Tua running down the field, and the guy didn't even hit him?
Yeah.
It looks like he hits him.
But he didn't.
But he didn't even hit him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yes. I mean, the couple of those. So when you look at that number at over 100 yards in penalty yards, it is a little bit skewed because there were a couple of bad calls there. But it's one of those things where it's like almost like a reputation thing. It's like
when you're a bad team, bad things happen.
But
he's trying. I'm telling you, he's trying his damnedest to fight through it. And I know. I heard from all the guys out in the bullpen this morning. Mm-hmm. You know, what are we doing? We suck. Why are we doing? And I understand the mentality. Here we go again. Same old Jets. He's got to fight through it. He's just got to stand tall. He's got to fight through it. He's got to face the music. He's got to continue to preach what he's been trying to preach, everything that he believes in, everything that he learned from Dan Campbell and Sean Payton and Bill Parcells. He's just got, he has no choice. I mean, it's going to be coming at him like an avalanche, but he has no choice other than to stand tall, be the person that's leading this team at the moment. That's what he's supposed to do. That's his job. And he will point out the flaws without question. I know he will. And I know this is miserable for him. Miserable, because he never expected this to be the case, especially with their schedule. I mean, they had four teams, maybe the Bills. I'll take that one off the board. But they had three other teams that they could have beaten.
Yeah, and they're sitting here at 0-4. So, and I guess, no, I heard Al saying there's no Jet head coach has ever started 0-5, even with the miserable seasons and miserable head coaches they have had. They've never started their career 0-5. So they've got the Dallas Cowboys at home on Sunday, so that'll be an interesting one. Of course, the Cowboys score a lot and give up a lot, as we've seen multiple times this year. You know, I also think there's a lot of guys still here that have this stench on them from going through what has happened the last couple of years with the Jets and the high expectations and the Aaron Rodgers this and just things blowing up in their face and being the drama queen team that they were the last few years. If you think about the turning of the Detroit Lions, you always reference back to the, you know, Dan Campbell and the 0-11 and all that stuff.
0-11, yes.
So like, it, and so what was the biggest thing that changed was the roster turnover and the drafts that they had and getting the right guys. So I believe that Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji, they had one under their belt. They're going to have more. Well, how many, I don't know. But getting those right guys in is going to change, because it's just like there's just too many guys that are here that I think have been overrated, too, to be honest with you, especially on the defense. And I was also thinking about Garrett Wilson. I mean, watching this guy, he is as talented a wide receiver. He's right up there with any wide receiver talent-wise. I mean, if he actually had consistently, now Aaron Rodgers was here, but him and Garrett Wilson, they just, for whatever reason, couldn't figure it out. Like, if he actually had a quarterback that was good that he had a relationship with, I mean, he could be putting up numbers like Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson and everybody else. I mean, some of the stuff that he does is just mind-blowing how athletic he is.
He's hamstrung.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. And
well, good thing he got paid already.
Well, that's what they paid him, for one reason only. Because if he wasn't paid and he was playing right now, all you'd be hearing about is him leaving.
Yeah.
That's all you'd hear about. So they basically bought out their contracts, he and Sauce Gardner, early. They didn't have to do it. And they wanted to make sure that they were going to be locker room leaders in the face of crap like this. Because I'm telling you, it's easy for guys, especially a high-profile guys, to start talking about leaving and don't want to be here, don't want to be around this losing culture. So you're not going to hear that from those two guys. They got paid. And they should be happy they got paid, and they should be happy that the team believed in them and that they're going to be foundational players. I do think that they have some really good players at certain positions. This team is not devoid of talent. It's just making the crucial mistake at the wrong time. I think, like, when you're Aaron Glenn, you have to try to, it's almost a little bit of propaganda. It's not so much with the fans as it is with your team. You know, you got to go in there and you got to break down the tape and you got to point out, look, guys, if we don't fumble here, if we don't do this here, if we don't do that there, you know how many games we should be 3-1. We should be 3-1. I mean, we can physically stack up with anybody we play. It's not like we're getting steamrolled. Like, the Bengals got steamrolled last night. And there have been teams that, you know, I would say that the Jets got steamrolled by the Bills, and that, you know, Justin Fields was overwhelmed in that game, and he ends up getting hurt in that game.
Yeah.
But they can hang with all these teams. There's no question about it. But it's the self-inflicted wounds that are killing them right now. And to me, that is a new quarterback and a new system. I know people don't want to hear that, but that's the reality of it. And you have kids that are making that are giving effort, but just making boneheaded plays, and they're leading the penalties, and they're 0-4. And that's right. Bill Parcells said your record tells you what you are, or says you what you are, and they are a winless team. But I look at it from a standpoint of trying to build something that Aaron Glenn is in the middle of, knowing that it wasn't going to be easy. It's going to be hard. There are a lot of voices out there. There's a lot of negativity. And he's just going to have to stand tall in the face of it. That's all there is to it. That's the reality of his job.
Yeah, and then really, like, the Jet fan wasn't expecting much. I don't think the NFL community looking at the Jets was expecting much. You really just need, like, a couple reasons to believe that he's on the right track and he really hasn't given you enough. I mean, that's just a little sign that things are starting to turn or he's the right guy or, man, I'm starting to see it. Like, I mean, and I also think fresh off what we saw with the Giants, the first time in I don't know how long they actually had an energy around them where you're saying we might be on the right track. I mean, even when Daniel Jones was here, it never had any momentum. And we'll see with Jackson Dart if it continues. But I think fresh off of that, you just want a morsel, something, if you're a Jet fan, to say we got the right coach. And so far, it's just been the same nonsense, undisciplined crap, losing, you know, having this game on national TV to a division rival that's terrible, by the way. It could be one of the worst teams in football themselves, losing that game because you turned the ball over three times and had 100 yards worth of penalties. It's just, it's infuriating.
I'm just saying, I look at their schedule. Their schedule is not all that difficult given the teams that are on that schedule. So, you know, they'll get his first win here in the next couple of weeks. I don't know if it will be Dallas this week or Denver the week after that. But then they got Carolina, they got Cincinnati, Cleveland. They're Baltimore. You know, I don't know what the situation with Lamar Jackson is right now. I mean, it's not like they have a murderer's row like the Giants do of a schedule. I mean, they have the all these teams pretty much, I believe, they can hang with. They should be able to hang with.
Well, I mean, definitely. I mean, you know, Denver's kind of, I can't quite figure them out. That game's overseas. But Carolina and Cincinnati have been bad. Cleveland's got a great defense, but they've, you know, obviously are not a good football team. So, yeah, I mean, there's a few games in there that they should be able to win if they cut down on the nonsense and still are able to play the football that we've seen in bursts.
You know, it's pretty much when I take a look at their schedule and you see 34-32, 29-27, 27-21. These are all one score games, except for the Buffalo game in week two. And in every single one of those games, there's a key moment or a key lack of discipline somewhere along the line. A drop pass, a fumble, a wide receiver left wide open against Pittsburgh. I mean, there were breakdowns, you know, that I believe that, you know, Aaron Glenn and most of the coaches over there probably feel like it's more of a mental thing right now than it is a physical thing. But It's hard to really sing the praises of a guy who's got an 0-4 team, but I'm just telling you, he's got them playing hard. It sounds easy, but they just got to figure out the mistake part of it. That's what's killing them, and that's the frustrating part for the fan base, because you're gonna see 0-4, and you're just gonna like, this sucks. Here we go again, and I understand why that would be the case. But I also understand that it takes a grown man to stand in that locker room and be the leader in situations like this and try to impart any sort of wisdom that he may have and talk to them about protecting the football and focusing in and not creating as many penalties, because ultimately that's what did them in last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
As for the Jets...
Okay, let me just do this real fast. First of all, the Jets are terrible. We know this. But you have 13 penalties. You have the worst tackling team in the NFL. You field a punt at the two. You have zero quarterback sacks. You have zero quarterback pressures. You have three turnovers. You force none. And there is... And by the way, I did think the refs were... And I never lean on this. But they missed two late hits on Justin Fields. Tippmann had his helmet ripped off. They didn't see that. The Jets do deserve to be 0-4. Here's my bigger issue. Okay? Now... I can no longer blindly, because that's how I did it during the summer, because he had never been a head coach before. I can no longer, nor will I, blindly say that Aaron Glenn is the guy. I'm not going to say that anymore. I don't know. What I know is that the Jets take the field every single week, and the Jets look awful. They look like they don't practice. The fundamentals are optional again. And I say this, and I just ask the question that every single Jet fan has to be asking themselves as well, unless you're just planet delusion. You think Aaron's going to just get it going like Parcells right away. How do the Jets look different? They don't. As a matter of fact, they look worse in certain regards here. I think their talent base is painfully weak at too many spots. Outside of Garrett Wilson, I barely even know a wide receiver's name. That's a problem. And the secondary, the safeties suck. All right, so... The Jets are going nowhere this year, and it's not even about like going on this unhinged rant or just leashing into whatever. I am, Sal, I'm going to be honest with you. I said this on the pod last night. If you guys want to check it out on Killable, Apple, Spotify, go do it. I don't know that they hired the right person. I don't know. How could anybody say with confidence that the Jets hired the right person?
See, this was my fear. Because you're now partaking in, and I understand your frustration. I get it. They've been awful. Like what? Fielding a fair catching a punt inside the...
At the two. At the two.
I mean, that's just... That is just... I actually can't watch it. Last night was painful. I was telling my wife, like, I'm sorry. I actually... Usually I look forward to watching games.
Yep.
That game was... Like, I'm not getting paid enough to watch that game, honestly, last night. That's how bad. So, to me now, the Jets are... They're irrelevant. However, that negative energy, while it's justified and understandable, is exactly the environment that is going to set up another head coach to fail. It is four games in to year one of a new regime. The one thing that I know with certainty is that Aaron Glenn has the right attitude and the right core principles and beliefs to get this thing turned around. I don't know if the media, fans, or organization will let him succeed. Because now, even in a year where, like, I was realistic. I've said it from the beginning. I'm going to say it again. I thought the Jets would lose last night. I am not judging them on wins and losses year one. I want to judge them on how they play. And through 4 weeks, it's been largely putrid, especially with those little things. The penalties, the airhead, boneheaded mistakes, the fumbles.
Those are big things.
I know. But it goes back to when everybody wanted Gibson cut, and then he does that, and now guys have been fumbling left and right.
Yeah, the guy that they bring in fumbles the opening kick.
Okay, and, right.
Third quarter.
Braylon Allen, one of the best. I mean, you could not have a better drive than the Jets had against Miami.
It's phenomenal.
Running the football, like, oh, man, it gives me goosebumps. That is something I dream about. Running the football down their throats. They know it's coming. They can't stop it. That is glorious watching that if that's your football team.
Yep.
And only the Jets can have a beautiful, glorious drive and fumble the bleeping football on a goal line.
Yeah, and not at the 9, not at the 6, right. Not at the 3, at the goal line. Another instant touchdown.
So I acknowledge that.
And then Miami scores that it's a 14-point swing.
I acknowledge that it's bad, it's ugly, but, and I understand your frustration. You got to give Glenn some time.
Okay, but hold on. I agree. I'm not saying fire him today.
No, I know. But
all I'm saying is I'm no longer going to blindly say that I think that they nailed the hire because I don't know. Now, you...
I get it.
And what, you know, what you said, I know what you mean, but think about this, Sal. You're saying that you don't know if whether it's, you know, say we, right?
Yeah.
If we will let Aaron Glenn succeed. The onus is not on me to let him succeed. The onus is on him to prove to us that he's different. And it's even more so because he's told us repeatedly that they are different. We're not the... And I told him, I said it on the show, Aaron, stop saying that, dude.
Right.
Stop feeding into the same old Jets narrative. It's going to come back and we're going to... And people are going to not mean it. People are going to throw it in your face. Stop that. When you embrace that so publicly, right? When that is one of your mantras and you look worse than the same old Jets, that's on him. That's not on me to contextualize what's going on. It's his problem.
No, I know, but the media...
He told us all year, we're going to tackle during the summer. We're going to tackle. They can't tackle.
They got to get guys in there who will. I don't think it's a head coach issue. I think that this is a long... I'm not going to throw you out the cliches about coffee. I don't even drink coffee. I'm just saying that it's going to take time. Like, I think... I understand the frustration. I understand the short fuse. I get all that. It hasn't worked in the past. How many head coaches before Aaron Glenn have come here and been tossed aside almost immediately?
Every one of them deserved it, though. It's not like we did it prematurely. Did anybody hire Adam Gase?
How's Todd
Bowles? Anybody hire Adam Sala?
How's Todd Bowles look?
And Todd Bowles is the one guy who's done very well. But he had more than 2 years, right? Todd was what, 3 or 4?
Eric Mangini they gave up on.
Yeah. Like, and nobody's hired Mangini in the 20 years that he's been gone.
Well, I mean, the Browns hired him, but then that was a bad situation. No, I get it. I'm just saying that this is what makes this market so difficult. This is why I said that I would have hired an experienced head coach because that would have then eliminated this. Like, you or me couldn't question the merits of Pete Carroll. You could say that, all right, maybe the game has passed him by, but you can't say, I don't know if he's the guy. You know what Pete Carroll could do because he won a national championship, Super Bowls. Like, Pete Carroll is a great head coach. So if you hire a head, and it's not just him, anybody, you can that has that type of
resume. I know what you're saying. Like Harbaugh with the Chargers,
yeah,
sure.
You eliminate.
Yes, you do. The noise.
Bingo.
I know.
And that would be a big first step in trying to build success. So I understand the noise. I would not be questioning Glenn. Look, it's bad. It's ugly. It's 4 games. You got to give him some time here.
I'm going to, but see, to there's a fine line questioning and then declaring that he's the wrong choice.
Right, I got you.
And I'm not doing
you.
That. Like, I'm not saying they absolutely whiffed on that. Matter of fact, I'm nowhere near that, but I'm saying that he has not done what I really fully expected him to do and to change kind of quick. And if the Jets were 1-3 and the penalties were down, they haven't forced a fumble. They can't tackle.
The defense is putrid.
Dude, it stinks. And Steve Wilks that was a bad hire by Aaron Glenn. One's on AG.
And now he's
Steve Wilks stinks.
He's going to get fired.
Like, yeah.
It's so bad that he is going to get fired.
Well, good. But I would fire him today. It's terrible.
I know, but is that the right? Again, you could say that it's a bad hire. It's 4 games in. And they're like Sauce Gardner. Who paid Sauce Gardner?
That's Smoogie. Okay. That's Woody. That's AG.
Okay.
But
that's already strike one to me. Like, I could have told you not to pay. Matter of fact, I did tell you. I told you it was a bust a year ago. I was actually stunned when they locked up Sauce Gardner. I couldn't believe it. I figured, all right, new regime, mm-hmm. light a fire under Sauce's ass.
What about Garrett? You weren't surprised with Garrett, though,
no,
right?
I was
not
okay
as surprised.
With that.
Yeah.
I mean, he's
unbelievable.
Garrett
dude.
Wilson.
He's special.
He is one of the, like, he's supremely talented.
He's special.
He's got ways to go to becoming a complete great receiver.
It would help if he had a wide receiver opposite him or a quarterback who could actually throw.
I mean, I know not coming back to the ball last week bothered me a little bit.
Against
those
the Bucks.
Those are little things. But his skill level
he's unbelievable.
Is off the chart.
He is.
He makes catches that even great receivers can't.
Yes, I agree with that. He's a stud.
I like his attitude. I like the way he's handled himself here. So I was okay with that. I'm just saying that it's 4 weeks in a year one. Obviously, this stuff is unacceptable. I thought Becht, when he was on with us preseason, saying that these things could be corrected right away.
He did say that.
I disagree with that. And I was like, good, well, then let's see it. Obviously, we haven't seen that. I still believe Aaron Glenn is an excellent coach. Obviously, his team has played putrid, inexplicably bad football. you got to at least see it through a little bit before we make decisions. I'm not saying you're making
decisions. No, I got you. But to me, you have to at least modify the way you present that. To say that he's an excellent coach is very different than saying he could be.
Right.
And that's what you mean, right?
Yeah.
Well, he could be an excellent coach. Because he's certainly not an excellent coach now. They're terrible.
Well, there is
they're the worst team in football with the Saints.
But there's a difference between being an excellent head coach that has a team that's winning.
Yeah.
Like, I believe he's got all the proper characteristics to lead men.
So do I.
And
so do I.
He's worked his way up. So he's not just out of the broadcast booth or off the sideline. He's worked his ass off as a coach.
Yep.
His mentality is one that I believe in. I believe he knows how to build. Well, I shouldn't say that. I believe he knows what it takes to be successful. Now, building it and having other players follow you and actually do it is that's the biggest step.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
And that can take a lot of time. But the part of the job that he and nobody else maybe either can overcome is the noise, the media, the fans. Then the owner gets impatient, and here we go. It is a vicious cycle that is chewed up. Excellent, whether it's coordinators, guys with potential. Look at Robert Saleh, a guy who's going out there talking about literally wanting to, rip somebody's heart out and say, I'll kill you to a head coach. He shriveled up and had zero balls when he was here.
He was fake.
So how does that happen? Because he either feels he can't be himself because the pressure of New York, the media, the fans, the owner gets to him. Like, it's chewed up and spit out guys before. And I'm afraid that that's going to happen again to Aaron Glenn, who I know at his core, I truly believe, if given the proper time and building the roster is built the right way, can become a successful head coach.
Unlike Saleh and Gase, who was just, it was a clown show. No matter what happens, like, even if it got to the absolute worst part of the equation here, which I hope it doesn't. I don't even necessarily think that it will, but I have no doubt Aaron Glenn's going to keep fighting. Like, Saleh just packed up shop. He basically quit, and he laid down, and he gave us the pleasantries and the platitudes, and he was soft up there, and the team walked all over him. They had no respect for him. They could tell us whatever they want. They didn't play hard. They played with no integrity. Rodgers, nobody respected him, all right? I think Glenn's the opposite. I think Aaron Glenn, he's got the components like you do. I agree. But he's made his life a little more difficult by the presentation early. And I do think that if he... Listen, we all know the Jets suck.
Yeah.
We all know what he inherited. There's a reason why the Jets had the longest North American team playoff drought. Because everybody before that was awful. GMs, coaches, players. This is a Herculean task. We're not dumb. But when you say you're not the same old Jets and you look worse than a lot of those same old Jet teams, Sal... It worries me.
Steven is calling from Staten Island. What's up, Steven?
Stevie.
What's up? JETS, just endure the suffering. And, you know, same old, same old. But I have a question. If you were the owner of the Jets looking at the division right now, you have the Bills, who are arguably probably the best team in the league, you know, and then you have the Patriots, who are going to be back with Vrabel. They're going to be a relevant team again.
Yep.
And the Dolphins are going to fire their head coach. If the Jets continue to play and lose the way they are, do you fire Glenn and get Gruden before he goes to the Dolphins and makes your division a living hell?
No, I would not.
I'm not saying they should, but what are your thoughts on that?
I don't think that Woody would either, and thanks for the call. No, first of all, I mean you got to be a special kind of bad to be whacked after 1 year. And that's not going to happen. And
I like Wilkes. He was.
Well, Wilkes.
I know there was different circumstances.
Yeah, that fits. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. He's probably going to be one and done here, hopefully. But somebody like Aaron, who's got certainly more equity in the franchise, there's no way they're going to do him that dirty. And they shouldn't. And I'm not presenting that at all. All I'm saying is what I thought that he would address immediately, because he told us he would, it's been the opposite.
You know, they played one of the games against Buffalo, who they're just not anywhere near the same level
with. Agreed. That's the game that bothered me the least.
One of the games with the backup quarterback. Now, I'm not trying to give out moral victories, but they should have won week one.
But they didn't.
And also offensively, like, at least, I hate to say it because it does sound like moral victories. I'm just talking about year one, rookie head coach, trying to piece this thing together. The GM clearly hasn't had the chance to put his full imprint on this team. Like, this is such a gutting of, you know, trying to build this foundation. For a year one with a rookie head coach, okay, 0-4 is 0-4. However, it's still at least they move the football a little bit. Like, there are some things you could say, well, they have some potential, and they have shown some fight, where in years past, the Gase years specifically, like, they were a dead team walking that gave no fight.
He won seven games one of the 2 years, Gase. I think he won 7-9.
I understand that, but it can't just be about the results. Like, that team was god-awful.
I'm with you on that.
Like, so
yeah.
I'm it's not, I don't think it's as bad as it seems at 0-4, even with the idiocy that is displayed out there every Sunday, or in this case, Monday night, fumbling the football, the stupid penalties, fielding the ball on the 2-yard line.
I don't think he's going to be overwhelmed, and I really have a strong feeling about that. So that's going, I would think, bring some results at some point here. But the fact of the matter is, and, you know, as much as I was happy when they brought in Glenn, Vrabel, as you know, was always my first choice. And as the last caller said, look at the Patriots all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Watch how fast they figure it out.
Because they got a head coach that knows who to do
it. I know. And they've got a better franchise than the Jets, top to bottom. And the Bills are the class of the league. And the Dolphins are a doormat like us. And their coach is a dope, and their quarterback is average. And here's the thing, too. This is what drove me nuts last night. We watched Darren Waller as a Giant. I don't know what the hell happened here. Darren Waller last night, he looked like a 25-year-old superstar all-pro tight end.
I know. I already put in I already put in a waiver claim for my fantasy
Did
team.
Did you really?
Alex, I need a tight end. Alex is calling from East Quag about his Yankees. What's up, Alex?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
Make a couple of points here. I have no problem with Caballero and Rosario going in today. That affects the Rice situation. Caballero and Rosario, you take out two of your better defenders in McMahon and Jazz. Mm-hmm. McMahon wouldn't sniff the baseball against Crochet. But the problem there is, you know, Boston had the sixth most stolen bases in the majors this year. So if you're already taking out McMahon and Jazz, you're compromising the defense. But again, I'm for it tonight to get the hitting in against Crochet. You kind of have to have Wells in for protection against the stolen base. Better defensive. As much as I want to see Rice in there, and I do, I don't have a place for him tonight because in this particular case, in this game against Grisham, you have to have Wells in there. And I have no problem dropping Grisham down because he's a 245 hitter. Mm-hmm. And it, you know, as many home runs as he hits, he's a 245 hitter. You have to have him in there, but I don't mind dropping him down.
Right. Understood, Alex, but the problem is that the Yankees' best lineup, unequivocally, is with Grisham, Rice, Judge at the top of the order.
I'm not an analytics guy. I'm the last guy to go analytics. I'm just saying, in this game one, against the toughest lefty out there, barring Scrubel, as you said, you have to make these adjustments tonight. That's why you picked up these extra pieces. The Rice problem is the main sticking point for me because I want him in there. However, against a running team like this, I can see why with the defense already compromised to get the offense in, you got to have your better defensive catcher in there.
Well, Alex, think about that. And Alex, thanks for the call. Think about this too. Like, and I think you make some really good points. I'm more with you than not. We could very easily be having the conversation in anticipation of this game, saying, man, I wish the Yankees had a little bit of a better bench that at least you could provide some options to counterbalance what we anticipate being very hard, very nasty stuff from Crochet against lefties. So we can certainly debate, and I see the merit both ways, like the Jazz stuff and, you know, dropping Grisham, which I'm okay with, and McMahon, who's a vacuum at third, not playing Ben Rice. But imagine having no options. So to me, options are always better than not. And now the options that you put in, they got to do their job.
Yeah, and look, we should specify here, it's only a projected lineup so far. Now, it's Jack Curry, who's usually right on the money with this stuff, but it is a projected lineup that Jack Curry tweeted out yesterday ahead of Game 1. We'll get the official lineup at some point, we would imagine, this afternoon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, before we get back to your calls, Jet fans are angry. Yankee fans are anticipating. Breece Hall was a guy who didn't get the football enough last night. But I also think after the game, he had a great, brilliant, quick comment to describe the state of the New York Jets and really the way they play football. Mm-hmm. So, ladies and gentlemen, Tiki Barber's favorite player, Breece Hall.
Just a tale of, you know, three out of our four losses. You know, teams will shoot themselves in the foot, then we come back and shoot ourselves in the heads.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. Teams shoot themselves in the foot. We shoot ourselves in the head.
Wow.
And I know it's violent, and we're only talking about sports. We get it. We're, you know, we're just using descriptions.
Yes.
But his description is very accurate. Like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers last week, they shoot themselves in the foot. And then the Jets are like, wait a second. We're about to knock our heads off.
Right. Hold on. We're going to raise you on that on that screw up. This in-game screw. We got you. Hold on one second. Hold your horses. We got you.
We got you.
We'll give this thing right back to you. I mean, of course. I mean, look, he got 20. How many touches did he have? He got almost 20 touches.
Wasn't enough.
He had 19 touches in this game, 14 rushes and 5 receptions, went over 100 yards in total output and yardage. He should have had 30 touches.
That's the thing.
And basically as many as he needed in order to win this game.
Until they can't stop him.
Yes.
Or no, I'm sorry, until they can stop him.
Yes.
Until they show you they can stop him, you feed him.
Yes, I agreed.
888-808-1019. Eric is in Rivervale, New Jersey. What's shaking, Eric?
Evan, Tiki, great show, boys.
Appreciate it.
The open, Evan, I couldn't have said it better myself. It pretty much encapsulates my fandom. It's like, as a Jets fan, the only thing I got is to thank the Lord that I'm a Yankees fan. Because watching the Jets is absolute. Honestly, it's not even anger anymore. I'm completely apathetic. Right? They've gotten me to a point where I can't watch them. It's just, it's constantly the same thing. Change the coach, change the quarterback, change everything. They still wear the same uniform, so the result is the same. I don't know why that is. I wish I could articulate it. Wish I knew. I have no clue. But the penalties, 13 penalties and 3 turnovers. I mean, my son's junior team is better than that. Like, they're just inept.
No,
you know, and you
apathetic is a good word, man, because a lot of people are feeling that way now, and they're getting there.
And it's at the point now where even my expectations weren't great, right? I wasn't expecting this team to be a playoff team or win 8 or 9 games. And honestly, right now, we just have to hope that they continue to lose for a draft pick. And I've been feeling that way for over a decade.
I know, and I'm not that fan. And I know we've had that argument a lot, Sean with the Giants, Tiki lecturing him, me being on Tiki's side. I am not one, and I'm not there yet to say, hey, I'm watching the Jets-Cowboy game hoping we lose to get a better pick. I'm not there yet. I don't want to be there.
Oh.
That's a dark place. What?
3 more weeks.
Well, you're questioning when I'm going to get there?
4 more weeks.
It takes a while, Teague.
If you start 0-8, you got the Cowboys next.
No, I understand. And then Denver, who actually looked pretty good last night.
They did.
This will be the telltale sign. when the calendar flips to November and baseball season's over and the weather's a little colder.
Yeah, you can't troll us Yankee fans anymore.
When Evan stops popping in here on a Monday with a college football take, you know the tank is
That's a good point. You nailed it.
Right. Once I start coming in and giving you college football opinions.
I know Arch Manning got off to a slow start, but damn, Texas is rolling right now.
He used a very good word, apathetic. And it takes a lot for a diehard sports fan to become apathetic about your team. The closest I've come to that, where I'm at, is obviously with my basketball team because they are rebuilding. They're not close. And so when I go to games and I watch them, I'm going to still watch them, but I'm going to care less. I'm going to watch it with a different eye.
Like the Nets still in the league.
Like, right. You're going to go because you already spent money on the season ticket. They're your team. You want to see them do well.
Right.
Jordy's going to be awesome because Jordy's awesome regardless. But you're not going to get upset when they lose.
You nailed it. And that takes a lot to get to that point.
Yeah.
Because even at times last year, I'd feel that. The Jets are moving in that territory, and that is insanity to me. Insanity. And I have to tell you a story from today. So today is Spence's birthday. That's my youngest son. Happy birthday,
Happy
Spence.
Birthday,
I love you.
Spence.
Happy birthday, Spence. Hope you get dollars.
He's going to get dollars.
What do you want, Spence? Straight cash.
So I was lucky enough to go into his school today, his kindergarten today, and read a story. That's what you get to do for your kid's birthday.
Oh, that's cool.
So I went in, I read a story, and one of the kids is my neighbor. He's my neighbor's son. I'll give him a shout out. His name is Max. He's a great kid. Now, my neighbor, Rob, diehard Jet fan. We commiserate over the Jets. He happens to be a Yankee fan, so he at least is mentally healthy. So we commiserate over the Jets.
Uh-oh.
So in the middle of the book, we was explaining the word pretend. Like, ooh, pretend. Everybody can pretend. And I said, hey, Max. Hey, Spence. It's like we pretend the Jets are a competent football team.
Right.
So I made a joke in the middle of a kindergarten class. You know what Max said to me? I swear to God, son of a diehard Jet fan. He says, no, I'm a Giant fan now.
No, he didn't. You can't flip that quickly.
Yeah, apparently. And I almost stopped the class and the lesson and said, excuse me?
The dad's a Jet fan.
Yes.
And so it's not like the dad is influencing him.
No.
This is the kid just getting caught up in the Jackson Dart hype over the weekend. And then watching that debacle last night.
Yes.
That's all that is.
Also, a young kid like that sees Brian Burns do the full Spider-Man.
Oh, that's a good point.
You're roped in.
Right. He's throwing in the
webs.
Like, pew, 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 and then he rocks the pose.
That's it.
Oh, that was dope.
And Brian Burns won over Giant fans.
Yeah, he did.
What I feel bad about is I never told my neighbor until right now over the radio. So he's getting the bad news that his son is so apathetic about the Jets. He's like, screw it. Look, I'd rather root for that 1-3 team.
Look, it's easy to get upset and be frustrated. Frustrated by the Jets right now, and you should, but let's just be fair to Aaron Glenn. It is hard to go to a place that has been perennially bad and the culture has not ever really been set and then fix it overnight. It just doesn't happen. I briefly talked about this yesterday when talking about Dabes' first year and how that winning, getting to the postseason, winning a game against the Vikings, it created this false hope, this false belief that you actually were good, even though there was still some turnover that needed to happen with the roster. The reality is that the Jets might stink for a minute. They have to get their roster the way that they want it. And you can't be fooled into thinking, well, we got a new culture here. We got a new situation. We're going to win right away. It's hard to win right away.
Yeah.
And so in some ways, you almost just have to accept this type of nonsense and get frustrated by it, sure, because you want to see winning football, and you don't want to see you shooting yourself in the noggin, like Breece Hall said. But you also got to realize this team's going to turn over multiple times before they get good. Because think about where he came from, Aaron Glenn.
No, I know.
Dan Campbell, he wasn't good those first couple
of
years.
No, and by the way, that is really, really important. So I think at times I'm a fan and I'm just pissed off. And I'm pissed off about last night, as you heard at the beginning of this show, when we put the Jets in a timeout and refused to open with them for 10 minutes.
They didn't deserve it.
They didn't deserve it. You can go to the free Odyssey app. But you hit on something that I am using to try to keep me sane. 0-10-1.
Right.
0-10-1. And for those who are like, what does that mean? Please be more specific. Aaron Glenn, first year defensive coordinator for Dan Campbell, 2021 Lions. That's how they started. They started, and Tanner Engstrand was on that staff too. The crew was all there. They started 0-10-1. And I warn you, it's going to be very difficult to stomach that as a Jet fan. It's going to be very difficult to sit here and not be ultra critical of Aaron Glenn when he deserves to be at 0-10-1. But let the Lions be the beacon of light that sometimes it actually gets uglier before it gets better.
Yes.
And to take it a step forward, they not only started 0-10-1 and finished that first year 3-13-1, they began the next year 1-6.
Right.
And then it all turned around.
Yeah. It takes time. It does. But you also have to look at it with a glass half full, because when you're bad, when you're 0-10-1, as we were just talking about with the Detroit Lions, when you're 0-4, like you are with the Jets right now, you got to realize your team just isn't good enough. And so when you're bad like this, it gives you license to get rid of people.
No, you're right.
It gives you license to say, we need a better whatever position. I don't want to throw anybody out there under the bus, but just it's going to happen. And that's necessary in order for teams to figure out how to be successful.
Yankee fans, we'll get right back to you coming up in just a few minutes. How are you feeling going into game one against the Red Sox? I'll give you more reasons why I believe you'll win this series. 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Boomer.
And Geo.
Boomer and Geo is both a radio show and a podcast. You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Boomer and Geo, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.